Yo, yo, Omar Altakori here, and we're going to jump into this conversation that I know will bless you, but I wanted to personally invite you to Las Vegas for the 100th live recording of The Department. We are celebrating 2 years of an incredible run, and we have no plans on stopping, but we do want to celebrate this huge milestone with you. And so this is a live event in Las Vegas at the Video Department headquarters, and would love for you to be in the room. All the information's in the show notes in the description. And it's going to be an awesome time. We're going to have some coffee. We're going to do a live podcast, doing Q&A, inviting some guests, and then ultimately hanging out. And we're going to feed you. And it's going to be an awesome time. It's going to be on a Saturday in November. But want to see you there. Want to shake your hand. Want to say thank you for being a part of the department, fam. And so, yeah, let's get into the episode. Doesn't it seem like everyone and their mom is talking about AI and how you need to implement AI, you need to get AI, you need to start using AI? What if I told you that we're actually living in the anti-AI revolution? That's right. When everyone's zigging, the best thing you can do is zag. In this video, I'm going to be giving you 5 easy content ideas that no one else can do but you to include AI. These are crazy ideas that I've actually used to build my business to multiple 7 figures and even to build my personal brand on other platforms. And so with that being said, let's get into these 5 content ideas. Welcome to The Department. This is your first time watching. My name is Omar Altakori, and I met with my co-hosts. I got art.mp4.
Let's go.
And then I got Brandon Flakes.
What's up?
We got a new guest here.
And notice that he looked into the camera to acknowledge you, and that's because Brandon's a full-time creator.
Yes.
Recently quit his W-2 job to go all in on his personal brand. And then some of you guys know Art, but if you don't know Art, he's what I call the Shredditor King. But I don't know if you guys know Alex Shimozzi. Do you know Alex Shimozzi?
Yes.
So Alex Shimozzi said this a few years ago. He said, attention is the new oil. Meaning, if you knew how to garner attention, then you would be able to print money, essentially. I was at a mastermind a few weeks ago with Myron Golden, and we were in Nebraska, and he said something that was so brilliant. I was like, oh my gosh. He said, with AI, attention isn't the biggest commodity. He said, authenticity is the biggest commodity. And the more you can double down on being authentic in any way, shape, or form, the more people can connect with you.
Yeah.
And that came from me mentioning something I've heard, which was the future of online courses is actually in-person experiences.
Right.
Like if you, at one point it was so easy to sell a $2,000-$5,000 course. Now it's not so easy to sell, but what you can sell is a $2,000-$5,000 in-person workshop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. Like now more than ever, humans want human connection.
Right.
But then at the same time, we're like getting used to not having human connection with like AI.
The funny thing about social media is I believe every CEO of these platforms, when they created it, they intended for human connection to be enhanced, which I would say overall, that's what has happened.
For sure.
But what it can't do is it can't replace.
No.
In person, physical, you know, spiritual, emotional connection.
Yeah.
These 5 easy content ideas that we're going to share, I believe will empower you to create without the need for permission. Like most people are actually focusing so much attention on like AI this, AI that, and they're forgetting that communicating, the ability to communicate like real life things, it has to come from someone's essence.
Yeah.
To make somebody feel something. And if you disagree with that, then leave this podcast. And by the way, if you're a fan of this podcast, can you hit subscribe? Like, I think it's 75% of people that listen or watch yep. on YouTube aren't subscribed. And that'd be really cool. So with that being said, let's get into the first one. And these are content ideas that literally have been working like crazy for us. And so the first one is classified content.
Classified content.
Classified content. Did you know that you are the only person with the photos in your photo album on your smartphone? Like, no one else has your photo album.
So good.
No one else has the photos of your kids. No one else has the photos of your favorite meal, the coffee shop you go to, the outfits that you've been putting on.
Yeah.
Like, no one else has that. And the reason why we call this classified content is because when the word classified, define classified because you found the definition.
Like non-accessible to...
Or exclusive.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
So with so much things online with people like, you know, putting on a front.
Yeah.
When you let people into the exclusive part of your life, AKA your photo album.
Yeah.
It's essentially psychologically what you're doing is you're letting people in.
For sure.
So I'm just going to tell you listeners or watchers exactly what you need to be doing. Is that okay? All right, cool. You're going to post photos from your photo album, pictures that you took on your smartphone, and you're going to post them on stories, Instagram stories. You can also post them in the actual feed and create a carousel. The idea is that the pattern interrupt for the photos you have in your smartphone will actually draw people into, seeing what's going on. So
like a state of curiosity.
Like a state of curiosity.
But what kind of photos though?
No, yeah. So the key is with this, the key is that, I don't want you to miss this, is that you're gonna also add text on top of the photo.
Right.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you exactly what we did and then you guys ask me or we could talk about other ways we could do this. So when we release the podcast, I always like to promote the podcast on my Instagram stories. Well, here's a tip. You get the most amount of Instagram story views when you allow 24 hours to pass. Did you know this?
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know this?
What do you mean by 24 hours to pass?
So when your stories clear out,
yeah,
the next story is going to be super high views.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
So this is why it's actually very smart to post on stories in a very tight window.
Yeah.
Because the following day, you want it to clear out before you post again. If I post in a tight window and then I post again at night, my stories won't clear out until the following day at night.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So we were running a giveaway and we intentionally wanted to make the stories kind of wipe clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is why.
That's crazy you didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Because you literally run your business off of Instagram.
Well, yeah, I think I would just post like randomly.
So this is
like,
why I love having another mind.
Yeah.
Because that means no one knows this.
Yeah.
So I thought everyone kind of.
Yeah. Maybe, this is what Omar would call bulletproof content.
Yeah, I guess. We'll share that in the next episode.
Okay. Man.
Okay. No. All right. But so essentially, if you know you want to promote something on your stories,
yeah,
just let your stories clear.
Okay.
Because then when you upload it, then you're going to be front loaded.
Okay.
Because stories works chronologically, you know?
Yeah.
When he says stories clear, it means like a reset.
A reset.
Like, yeah, when you click on your profile image and nothing pops up
and
it opens your camera.
I definitely did not know that.
Dude.
Wow.
You're going to test it, screenshot, and send me all that crap.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. Hey, Department fam, question for you. Based on you listening to this podcast, you probably are either looking to grow your personal brand this year, build your audience online, and just stop chasing business and start to have business chasing you. If that's you, I want to invite you to the Content to Cash Challenge. This is a 5-day coaching experience, a live coaching experience with myself that's done all on Zoom, and you get access to a private community, and it really is unlike any other experience that I offer. By the end of the challenge, you'll have unreal clarity on what you're supposed to do online, and you'll have the insight on how you can make an extra 6 or even 7 figures. Yes, I said 7 figures in your business this year. And if any of those things sound great to you, I want you to join the next Content to Cash Challenge. Scan the QR code if you're watching on a television or click the link in the description. Once you go through it, go ahead and upgrade to VIP because you'll get an extra hour of bonus VIP Q&A with me every single day of the challenge. And so looking forward to seeing you there. Let's get back into the combo. So I love using this method to promote things because when we promote stuff, sometimes it can come off like pushy.
Yeah.
But one way to promote stuff and not come off fishy or pushy is to just post a regular photo.
Yeah.
So we dropped the podcast a couple of weeks ago. Me and Art landed in Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska. And I told him to just take a picture of me with his phone.
Yeah.
Or on my phone. I gave you my phone. But it's just a photo of me on a plane,
right? Literally in the window seat.
But you're talking about the one where you were like panning.
Not even panning, no video.
Oh, okay.
Just photo.
Yeah.
And then I then wrote the text on top of that photo.
Oh, okay.
And I said, if there is one skill that all my rich and wealthy friends have, and it's not sales, it's not content creation, and it's not communication. I actually break down the one skill in the newest podcast. If you want that episode, I'll send it to you. Just reply with the word pod. Skill or yeah. pod. And dude, that story got like 8,000 story views. I don't usually get 8,000 story views. Usually I'm around 1,400, but that's because it cleared. And then it's also, we're not posting something polished. The point of classified content is that it connects, right? When I love Crispy, bro, you already know. We post the crispiest recaps ever on the stories.
Yeah.
But sometimes posting a recap shot on a professional camera first, it actually kills views.
Yeah. It's like Instagram knows, it's odd.
Yeah, for real.
Even on Instagram, if you like film and record something with your iPhone clips versus say a camera clip, it'll like push your iPhone reel more.
I believe that. And so what I've been able to do with my brand, because I've always prioritized quality, is I see it like my iPhone is the pattern interrupt into my brand.
But
everyone's starting at different levels.
For sure.
Yeah, so like with that being said, we shot the giveaway reel that we posted today on an iPhone.
Yeah.
When in the past, we probably would have shot it on a camera.
100. So this goes to show what photos in my photo album are worth posting.
Yeah.
This is a good question because a lot of people are probably asking this.
Yeah.
Like, Omar, I have a lot of photos.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard like you are the niche. Mm-hmm. You ever heard that tip? Like you are the niche?
Sure.
That tip needs to be taken in context because if I just make random content about stuff, no one will necessarily, I won't find my target audience.
Yeah.
But if I make focused content and then I be myself, then people can use these things to connect. Now these are the five F's of connection. I've gotten this from my friend Neil Holm, who's been on the podcast. And I'm just gonna list them out. And then these are the photos or video clips that you should post. I just found like photos are just so easy, right? You have family, faith, fitness, food, and fashion.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna ask you a question. You've known me for a few years.
Yeah.
And I know we know each other like in person, but I can ask any room that's been following my brand and they know the answer.
For sure.
Food. You know I'm a coffee snob.
Yes.
Like I literally have a single origin Mexico Americano right now.
Put me onto the whole origin thing of coffee. So that's how I know you're a coffee snob, because I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's my version of food, by the way. Like people connect with me because of coffee.
For sure.
Okay, fashion.
Yes.
Like even just by the way I dress, posting outfits, talking about my outfits and things like that, people know that I care about how I present myself.
For sure, yeah.
Right? Fitness, you know I golf.
Yes.
Like it's a part of the brand. Like, and as I'm asking this, you guys are probably, if you don't follow me on Instagram, you should, but a lot of people know these things about my life.
Yeah.
Even though I'm giving value for a specific problem, helping people with a specific problem, we connect on these things. Faith, you know that I'm a man of God and
100.
Post my Bible. I love reading my Bible. I post that I'm at church often. I post my church notes.
Yeah.
People look forward to my church notes from Sundays.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What you stopped doing, by the way, you should do that again.
Okay, I'll do that again. Yeah. See, it like created a mini series within the series. And then the family.
Yes.
Ruby. Everybody knows Ruby, bro.
Everybody knows Ruby.
And people will start to know Russell one of these days. Because some guy was like, hey, bro, I bought Little Man a pair of shoes. You know, Little Man's going to be fresh. I'm pretty excited for Little Man. I'm going to get Ruby some shoes, too. I'm like, okay, you don't know Russell's name.
Yeah, she's a little man.
But posting these things, they humanize your stories. They humanize your brand. And I love, one of my favorite things to do in marketing is to communicate two things at once.
Yeah.
when you, if you're just one way or one-sided in your creativity, then you're not leveraging the digital real estate.
Yeah.
So what happens, I'm gonna tell you what happens when you, here's what happens when you post an image on stories and text over the image. While people are tapping through stories, they hold down on yours to read the copy or the text.
Yeah.
That talks to Instagram and says, wow, people are staying on their stories longer than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So Instagram will front load you to other people that follow you.
Yeah.
This is why the first line of your text in this matters hugely.
For sure. One thing about humanizing too is the way, I know you say it a million times on pods, but it's like how you first sold your course, but it never like did well.
Mm-hmm.
And some people like look at you for your success, but you also share the failure. So it shows that you're like a human too, that like you started from zero and look where the consistency has gotten you. You 100. Know?
Yeah. And maybe somebody is listening or watching and you're like, okay, I don't know what text, I don't know what to put on my image. I don't know what to put. The easiest thing that will make you really good at copywriting is to just tell a story. Like tell it like a story.
Yeah.
And it's only because we it happens to us, we think we have to overthink this part, but like, no, like when we tell stories about things, it makes people feel like they were right there. That's why you need to tell the story quickly. When you tell the story quickly, it's called the law of diminishing interest. When something happens, like yesterday on the call, yesterday on our coach call, during our win portion, someone in the inner circle said they had their first $100,000 month in business and they've been in the real estate space for over a decade.
Yeah.
Like, here's how I would tell this story on my stories. I would post a photo of me coaching people with a smartphone or me on a coach call. And I would say, on today's coach call, one of the members in the inner circle just had their first $100,000 month. Here's what's so powerful about that, is that once you experience a reality you never thought imaginable, it becomes a new floor. Whatever your goal is, it's gonna be your new floor.
Dang.
That's copy.
Dang.
Yeah.
You know, and then—
Dude, I hate that though, because he makes it so easy.
Yeah.
Like legit.
But in my mind, I'm like trying to process what just happened. <I know.
laughs> No, it's crazy, right?
Like, no, yeah.
But like you just got a shipment from Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like—
Oh, how would you—
Tell that story. Like when I went full time into content creation, when I went full time into as a content creator, when I left my W-2 job, the last thing that was on my mind was that Justin Bieber would send me a package.
Boom.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Now, here's what's crazy. This is classified content.
Yeah.
Who else can tell this story?
Nobody.
Nobody but you.
Can AI tell this story for you?
No.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, but as far as like the images on what it, like what they could be, somebody, like you were on a call explaining this concept.
Yep.
And a dude sent in an image in the, in like the live chat. And it was a picture of like, I think his granddaughter that was giving him a gift and was like, Omar, could I post this image?
Oh my goodness.
And you were literally like, that's the kind of image to post is something like that. So.
Yeah. No. And the chat went crazy.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, what is your daughter? What is your granddaughter holding? And he was like, oh, it's my bow and arrow backpack. I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah.
So like, that's what's crazy. It's like, but unfortunately everybody's saying AI this, AI that. I'm saying this is how you build connection online. Really, like when people become clients or students of mine, the first thing they talk about is one of those five F's.
Yeah.
Man, I just love that you're a man of faith. Man, I love that you're a family man. Dude, I love that you golf. Like, we're all options. So like with whatever we do in this world, as much as I like to think of myself like there's no one like me, and that's true. But as far as like what I offer, dude, there's all kinds of people that offer the same thing per se. Yeah. But why would somebody choose me?
Because of those five F's.
Yeah. And the thing is if you keep this at the front of your brand, of your content, it's going to create a connection that people who are just showing up and teaching aren't making. This is why when people who have large audiences that say, hey, I'm doing this, come over here, no one moves. But that's because they weren't posting this kind of content to begin with. It was just information, not life. So classified content. If you're classified taking notes, content. I mean, let us know if you're a note taker, by the way. And number two. AI can't do this.
Cap.
Is candid content.
Candid content. What does that mean?
So candid content is third person behind the scenes video.
Fly on the wall type video.
Fly on the wall type video. Now, when I say third person, because I would teach this concept called be the content, which is like you have yourself being filmed and you could set that up yourself. You can still set this up yourself. The idea here is that someone else is filming what's going on. I want you, if you're watching or listening, I want you to think about who are your favorite follows on social media and YouTube. Like, who would be yours?
Like, people I follow?
Mm-hmm.
Richie Lee. Cool. He's like a fashion guy.
Yeah, okay.
You, it just depends on what it is, really, I guess.
I don't know. Anytime they post something, you're like, oh, sweet. I mean, I care.
Mainly probably like a fashion guy, Richie Lee.
Okay, and then what about you, Art? Like, who's somebody you love? Like, just
on social media?
It doesn't, like, yeah.
Sorry,
this is a gnarly question.
No, I know. It's just like...
You seem more like a Mr. Beast type guy.
Okay, bro.
Dang.
Hit me with that disrespect.
The Jimmy time. In the chat. Put Jimmy in the chat.
No, his name is Joe Greer. He's a film photographer.
Oh, no.
On Instagram, he's like my favorite. Like, okay. Every time he pops up, I'm great. Like, what is he doing?
Shout out to the homie. I think about guys like Myron, Alex, Dan Martell. Like, these are guys that I'm like, man, every time they post, I get something out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Now, if anybody you love online showed more of what they did day to day, wouldn't that draw you closer to them?
1,000%.
Yes, now, here's the crazy thing. Are they currently doing stuff every day?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Are they? They're going to work. Yep. They're going to the factory. They're going to the offices. Yeah. They're creating the content. Like, even right now as we're filming this, it would be posting, like, Sophie, like, somebody else is filming this happen.
Yeah.
And I think we overemphasize what people think about. But let me tell you why this is so powerful. Because when people follow you, they don't just care about you.
Yeah.
They care about what you do. They care about how you do. They care about why you do. And more than anything, it just allows people more, they just stay on brand. So I thought to myself, I was like, how cool would it be if more churches, if more personal brands just showed, literally, I'm talking 20, 30 seconds of fly on the wall footage, what's going on, not when you're performing.
Yeah.
So like, even like us setting this up.
Yeah.
Here's the epiphany that I had. Because I have people come into our headquarters here in Vegas often, and one guy had a Google Doc with screenshots from our candid content. And he's like, bro, I screenshot it every time because I want to see what light you're using. I want to see what cameras. Uh-huh. I want to see the settings of the camera. It's not even what is going on.
Yeah.
It's what's going on around us. And I kind of think about The Office, but it's kind of that. That like you're letting people into your world without having to think. This is not about thinking. I'm literally like, some of you guys are entrepreneurs and you're business owners or you have kids. Like, have them do this stuff.
Yeah.
This doesn't take someone with skill. Just get a phone, your phone, and just record stuff. Like, no edit. Long 15 to 30 to 45 second video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of our workshops that we had here, I did the BTS for the 2 days on Omar's, you know, Instagram, on his stories. And after, you know, me, Sophie, and Omar, we always debrief. It's always like a 1% conversation. Like, what could we have done better? And Omar was like, yeah, dude, I think the BTS could have been a little better. And I was like, really? I covered a lot, you know? And he's like, dude, it didn't feel like you gave a 16-year-old my phone and they just ran around with it and posted. And I was like, what an interesting thing to say, but I get it though.
Well, even when I worked the workshop as the BTS guy, you kept going like, bro, keep filming. And I'm like,
oh yeah, yeah.
I was like shocked. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to run with it.
Yeah.
So now I know, just run around like a 16-year-old.
Oh, literally. And here's what's cool. You can always delete it later.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, I'm very observant in my own behavior online and social media. That's why, I mean, Amanda's like, get off your phone. I'm like, dude, babe, I'm doing research.
Yeah.
Dude, babe, I'm doing research.
When he's doom scrolling.
When I'm doom scrolling. Bro, it's research, bro. Well, he sent us
that reel at like 10 p.m. that one night.
That was my AI assistant. No, I have a question for you though. What? Can AI create that content for you?
What content? The story? The BTS stuff?
No.
No.
No way.
Of course not.
No, of course not. And will it ever be able to?
No.
I mean, so I'm just saying, who can do this? Everyone can do this.
Yeah.
My goodness. And there is something about, like, yes, you could set your phone on a tripod and do that. That's totally fine. But there is something about movement,
yeah.
You know? I always go back to kids because, like, we pay Ruby, like, $14,000 tax-free because she's a child and I have a business. And so why not?
Yeah.
And it's a 100% deduction in the business. But this is the stuff that she does and can do. My thing is always, like, more of it. Like, I would like more of our life, more office space, more eating out,
yeah.
Just those things. But that I got massive clarity this week on the videodepartment.co Instagram, which we've never promoted. I never post. There's like 200 people that follow it, 300 people that follow it, but it's that. If you want the like BTS,
just run that
of
up.
The BTS.
Yeah, that's where all that stuff
like literally up. Run it up.
Like a Finsta.
I guess it's a Finsta in the sense of like, this is for the diehards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not even the diehards. It's for the people who like care to know what's going on. Like,
yeah.
There is so much nuance in our day to day that people are giving that attention to somebody else, but like, why not like show stuff, be here? Like,
yeah.
And my thing is like, whenever we have a productive day, that was like, this was like I had to FaceTime Art at the end of like a super long productive day. And I'm like, dude, I worked way harder than it looked on stories today.
Yeah.
Like I actually poured myself out like a drink offering today. Yeah. And there was like two stories. And I was like, the least we can always do is we can always post candid content.
Yeah.
Third person, BTS.
We all got to get Meta glasses and just.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, this is actually, dude, one of my favorite purchases in a very long time.
Yeah.
Are the Ray-Ban Meta glasses. But I had to put away the Tom Fords for it. Yeah, shot on a smartphone. Don't overthink it. The third. So we have classified content, candid content, and then we had conversion content. The things that we're talking about don't inherently make people buy, but this is a tip. This is a play that you can run that literally made Will Draper, who joined my inner circle, it made him back his investment in my coaching within 3 weeks of being in my program. And it's posting a story sequence.
A story sequence.
This is conversion content. You post a stories sequence. So it's kind of like using classified content.
Yeah.
But you're intentional with the 1, 2, 3, right? So in sales, they say that the best thing you can do before you offer your offer or you tell somebody your next step is you bring awareness to the problem. So make somebody problem aware, because no one wants to pay for anything or solve anything that they don't know they have a problem in.
Yeah.
The problem is people start with solution aware, which is why nobody's attracted to whatever it is you're selling. But like, what's the problem with whatever?
Yeah.
And this is so cool because it doesn't matter your industry, it doesn't matter your focus, your niche or whatever. There are problems we all experience and you have the solution for it. But don't tell me your solution first. This is why I love Jesus's method of impact. The way Jesus proved to people that he is who he says he is he just took care of the needs of the people. He took care of the needs that the people knew they had.
Yeah.
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I'll give you rest. That's a need. The woman with the issue of blood, the woman at the well, the paralytic friend, like all these miracles, the feeding of 5,000.
Yeah.
Let's feed them first, and then we can minister.
Yeah.
And so Jesus helps with the need. That's problem aware. Like, and then he's solving it, solution aware, and then it's like call to action or next step.
Yeah.
So when I say conversion content, I'm telling you, somebody can run this play right now and you will get engagement if you have any amount of followers. You're gonna post a photo and then you're gonna just share a problem, the problem you see. What's the problem you see with most, because you do fashion and style and stuff. Like, what's the problem most men have when it comes to style?
Like confidence, I guess.
It's really good. Okay, so let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Because I want, like, maybe we actually run this play today.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about confidence?
Well, I feel like fashion can build confidence in a room. And I feel like some people, they're like, oh, I wish I have fits like you. But in reality, it's like, just test it out and try it.
Okay,
or like,
would you say, okay, so like, I say confidence is like, is the solution that what you do brings.
Yeah.
But the problem is people think it might cost too much to dress the way they want to dress.
That part, yeah.
The problem is they don't feel like they can pull it off.
Yeah.
The part is that maybe they don't have permission to dress like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are problems.
Yeah.
So if you go on stories and you post a photo and you say the biggest problem with men who want to upgrade their style is, number one, you think you have to spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
Number two is you have to wear luxury name brands. Number three, like, these are just boom, boom, boom. And then the next slide is what I found by upgrading my wardrobe, and then you share the solution.
Yeah.
Is I actually got confidence regardless of the name brand, regardless of the price point, regardless. Next thing, I actually compiled my favorite Amazon picks.
Boom.
To upgrade your wardrobe.
Dang, yeah, dude. Affiliate links.
You can already feel, dude, I got goosebumps right now. Just know it's gonna work.
Dude, Omar literally just gave it away.
That's good. No, that's for crazy. Sure.
But you can do this with anything.
Literally.
The government shutdown, let's say the problem. The problem with the government shutdown is everyone stops buying homes.
Yeah.
And people think that waiting for the sky to clear and for a thumbs up from God, whatever, that you're gonna start buying a home.
Yeah.
The solution, like the reality is you could probably buy a home right now.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're ready to buy a home, or if you don't even feel like you're ready, there's a new loan program that I just learned about that's giving first-time home buyers the ability to move in homes with very small down payments, as little as $2,000.
Yeah.
Boom. If you wanna see, next slide, if you wanna see, but all this text is over literally smartphone photos.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't overthink this.
Okay, so what's your psychology behind it being three? three, you know, slides.
Yeah, it's creating in people the feeling to take action. So like, if I did it all on one,
right,
you're not allowing the space to like
even like a build up, like
that's what it is. It's like it's got that's it. Literally what it is.
Okay, so can it be more than three?
Sure, I could be four. I mean,
but like, does it being more than three harm conversion rate?
Not necessarily. If you're telling a story, even I think it's fine.
Okay,
so so like, let's just say and you could run this play on the IG. Okay, ready? It'll be telling the story about Macy's setup. The problem is people don't realize that if they just look better online, people will respect you more. Next slide. Macy, who actually teaches sales, is somebody who reached out, and we're just telling the story. Boom, 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 boom. So she texted me. Da, 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 da. Then we ended up in Atlanta, and we set up her podcast, and here was her reaction. And then it's like, oh my gosh, crazy. Next slide. We're at like slide five or slide six. Can AI do this though? I just want to make sure. AI do this?
AI cannot do this.
No.
Okay. So, and then the next slide is, if you want the links to everything by the way.
Or if you want a chance to win this.
Yeah. Or if you, whatever. It doesn't, yeah. See, that's what's crazy, is the next step then doesn't matter as much.
Yeah.
But we get so caught up in like, oh, nobody said yes. Nobody replied
to
this.
Dude, I'm actually so curious to see how that play runs for you.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and go on Amazon and make a whole little affiliate link thing now.
Yeah, but here's the crazy thing. Can I give you business advice?
Yeah, of course.
Because like there's one step could be you just do this, run the many chat play where they respond and then you just hit them with the link in the DMs.
Yeah.
You could be like, dude, so pumped. Or like when they reply, long story short is you should just get their email. I'll send you the list right to your email. Legit. Like I won't spam you.
Yeah.
And then, and now you're building your email list with this play.
Yeah.
So when you have a clothing drop, which by the way, Brandon's literally wearing a shirt he actually cut and sewed and made from another
design,
country
yeah.
design. And, but yeah. And then now you, that's now smart. You're in relationship.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life until they opt out.
Yeah.
The issue with algorithms is that, you know, the ever changing thing. That's why we need to get them off. So if we create in people a feeling, which by the way, I always say this, the goal is never to get people to do something.
Yeah.
If people think that way, that's why nobody does anything. The goal is to get people to feel like doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to say, focus on the feeling. What would make somebody feel like seeing your Amazon storefront?
Yeah.
Well, by telling them their style is trash, by telling them their wardrobe needs to be updated and it doesn't have to spend.
No, but, yeah.
You know.
No, for sure.
You want motion twin?
Pull
up to my Amazon store.
Yeah.
Or like buy this flannel or whatever the case may be. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
What's the next one?
So yeah, problem aware, solution aware, next step. That's what you're going to post. That's conversion content.
Good.
Art is rushing me to end this podcast because we have a tea time in 47 minutes. In 57 minutes. So we gotta wrap this. Here we go. The next one, the fourth one, is... Capturing conversations. Something I'm so glad I did not overthink is I never overthought creating videos. Like, while everyone has been putting off the idea that this year I'm going to be consistent showing up online, doing it even without full clarity is now rewarding us. I'm going to reward the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because I have content to feed AI. Now, you need to be capturing the conversations you're having every day in your business. Conversations on Zoom, conversations on discovery calls, conversations in the office, conversations about anything, conversations at lunch. You need to capture conversations because it's going to allow your life to be easier in the future. Now,
how does someone do that?
So, number one, is your smartphone.
Yeah.
Like we all have voice memo. So set a shortcut to start recording audio when you're having a legit conversation. Because I have a question for you and you. Has anyone called you and picked your brain?
Yes.
Did you record that conversation?
No.
If you recorded that conversation and use the transcription of that conversation, you could have just sent them a PDF. How about this? You do the conversation once, somebody picks your brain, and now you have a lead magnet.
Yeah.
Like this happens all the time.
Right.
I got hit up by a pastor with one of the fastest growing churches in America, and he was like, hey Omar, I just wanted to like get a few thoughts around launching my podcast. Dude, the amount of game I gave.
No, yeah, I feel
like it was insane.
I feel like that call will always haunt you.
It will.
Because you didn't record it.
Because I didn't record it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm okay. And the reason I say this, and this isn't to threaten anybody, this is to make you excited, is I'm building an AI agent right now.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's at like 5 million words, which is so cool because I'm just so glad we captured everything.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, it doesn't always have to be video, but most of us are having the conversations already. The idea is to make your job easier,
mm-hmm.
You know? So I wrote this thought down that transcripts are your ticket to an easier future.
Dang.
Like if we're just capturing these conversations, you're going to be able to create stuff out of this stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I know I talked about the anti-revolution, but the reality is AI can't have these conversations with you.
Yeah.
These are human to human conversations that we're capturing. And I've just found this in my own personal life and business, that my life is getting easier because I've documented my life.
Yeah.
In the form of like showing up consistently online, in the form of long form, but also with every coach call I've done in 3 years, with every one-on-one call I've done in 3 years, with every talk I've given in the last 3 years or so, like crazy. So like I have an upper hand if we start something new.
Yeah.
Just because I've documented. So like,
and it's all data.
It's all data. So I'm like, that's why I'm so pumped to have conversations more than ever now.
Well, the cool part about that now is that like, I'm sure you get asked the same question 100 million times. And now that you can like send them to that.
Dude, I have found personally that in most industries, there are only 10 questions people have.
Yeah.
They're just asked in different ways.
They're framed differently.
They're all framed differently, but they all have the same root.
Yeah.
And this is why we were talking about thought leadership. A thought leader is somebody who just leads in the thought. Like you sit down and you forward the thinking. If you didn't realize the five content ideas are all C's, the five easy content ideas for the anti-AI revolution, they're all C's because we took the time to create that. And I'm only able to make that from the conversation I've already had.
Yeah.
This is a response to objections. Like if you feel like you can't be consistent with this stuff, like if you still like you still can't be consistent, even though you're now aware. By the way, anything you're made aware of, you're accountable for.
Dang.
So like if you listen to this podcast consistently or if you consume content consistently and you are made aware of unlocks like this podcast and you do nothing, you're accountable for that. Sheesh. Anyway, this is just something AI can't do though. And you can use this to make AI more sophisticated.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying in general for you, capturing the conversations. So I could give you an example without even having to like write stuff, but it's just because I've had so many, I've just out-conversed everybody in life, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm a professional yapper too.
Bro's a yapper.
It's crazy actually. Like I cut you off like 10 times this morning and I was like, what are you going to say?
But like 30 minutes later, you're like, what were you saying? Yeah, no.
I think when it like kicked into his brain that he is, was we were on our way to St. George and we were driving a van and Omar was like, dude, I'm going to ask you a question. And I'm like, okay, ask me the question. Right. And I'm getting ready to answer his question. And before I could answer it, he starts answering the question. And I'm like, dude.
Bro, I don't even need to have a conversation. I can have a conversation dude, with it's myself.
Like he talks to himself.
Bro, I'm Kanye, bro. I can have a conversation with myself, bro. That's actually
funny.
But
he like
though.
Caught himself doing that. And he's like, bro, I'm sorry.
No, I literally asked you a question, answered my own question, and apologized for answering my own question. That's actually wild. So good. Yeah, that's funny stuff. I just, you know, you think about all the conversations you even have over dinner.
Yeah.
And you're not, this is not about putting your privacy out there, but it's like, if somebody perceives you in a certain way, chances are is they ask you certain questions.
Yeah.
And we just move on. We just go, oh yeah, of course they ask me questions like this. You know, like,
yeah.
No, there's something there, dude. So anyway, let's recap real quick before we go into this final one. We have, these are all easy content ideas that AI can't do. Yes. That we all can do. Classified content, candid content, conversion content, capture content, and then cutless content. I dare you to start making videos that have zero edits. And here's why I dare you to do that. Because when you make a video that you know is not going to be edited, you show up differently. We started this conversation and we don't have a chance to really stop the conversation.
No.
And sometimes we'll edit an intro, but this is why I love podcasting, is because the human energy and enthusiasm that is put into this is so tangible.
Yeah.
This is why teachers who use whiteboards or vibe boards or visual aids, it's becoming a huge thing on YouTube, by the way, is like long form content, educational, but with like demonstration or, you know, writing on a board or whatever, drawing things. Not saying you need to do that, but I am saying is there's just something about like shoot the video and don't edit it.
Yeah.
I wrote the thought like unedited FaceTime content. Like when people talk to us, they're not getting an edited version of us. When you go to a conference, you're not getting an edited version of a person.
Mm-hmm.
Like okay, if somebody sneezes, that can't be edited.
Yeah, that you said that at the conference in OC with Myron, and it was the first time I've heard you say that, and it sounds so obvious. Like, obviously, I'm not getting a edited version of you, Brandon, when I'm talking to you in person.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it like puts things into perspective when like people feel a pressure to be edited in a video, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, it's such a freeing concept.
This is why I zagged when everybody zigged, I guess you could say. When I started taking this channel more seriously, I told myself that I'm not gonna upload anything short. It's only gonna be very, very long videos. And it creates the expectation and it creates the position and posture to consume my videos.
Yeah.
And that was hyper intentional, but it also is understanding that I want people to feel like they get me.
Yeah.
Like even the way most creators start videos, it's like their pitch is like way up here.
Yeah.
And then it's so animated and that's cool. It's entertaining, right?
Bro, genuinely, I think this is why my generation has a hard time with holding conversations, because all they get and all they consume on a day-to-day basis is people in like short form mode or just edited content.
Well, one thing that comes to mind is like being like online, you're a character. So then when I meet like other influencers, I'm not gonna call out names, but like they're so different.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh dude, you're the same that you are on camera, because I don't play a character.
Right.
I'm just myself.
Yeah.
But when you meet like these like other influencers, they're like just super awkward.
Yeah.
Because they play a character, you know?
But this is why I gear my content more toward entrepreneurs first.
Yeah.
Than creator second. And sometimes creators are like, I want to be entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs are like, I want to be a creator.
Yeah.
And there is like a gray line in that. But there's just nothing like being yourself and turning on a camera.
For sure.
Like that's it.
Oh yeah.
So 100. This is I was gonna call this one conviction-based content, but you can edit conviction-based content. But what I mean is just when you feel something in your knower's knower that you should just like go. Like rant style content is very powerful.
Yeah.
And it's not powerful because of what you're saying. It's powerful because of how you're saying it.
Yeah.
Got it.
When you rant about something,
you're passionate about
it. There's like a hit. There's a deep down emotion. Like when you were like, what the freak is wrong with our generation, bro? Like that was, there was like, dude, I'm freaking mad at my generation, bro.
Which but, I mean, there was a little, yeah.
Yeah. And I get very taken back when I even see podcasts edited.
Yeah.
Like when I actually see like dead space in podcasts edited, I'm like, why? The pause is powerful.
Yeah.
The mic drop moment is needed.
Yeah, it like sucks because you can almost tell right away. Like there's no space for it to breathe. Mm-hmm. It's just like talking like the whole way through, when that's not naturally how a conversation is, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
but like, can AI shoot an unedited video of something you're passionate about right now? And like maybe there's a tool where you can throw in something, but it's not gonna
Bro, the answer is no.
No. I'm always trying to be politically correct.
There's no way.
Yeah.
And like sure there's Sora AI, the one that like makes videos, but like no.
I want to encourage you that the number one problem people face when it comes to showing up online is that they don't show up consistently. And I think because I don't even think this. I know you don't show up consistently online because in your head, you're overthinking how people perceive you. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you have everything you need right now to be consistent, to include the equipment, AKA your smartphone, to include your essence, who you are. You got a pulse? All right, cool. You can do all this stuff. And allow that to build the foundation of your personal brand. One of the worst things you can do online is build a personal brand you're not proud of. And you get to create the expectation that your audience has of you. And so if you show up polished, you're going to have to sustain it polished. If you show up only using trends, you're gonna have to sustain your personal brands with trends. So this is kind of like the unlock, that there is no competition with your personal brand when you include these things that you could show up in. Amen.
So good.
That was good.
Final thoughts. What do you think? This was Brandon's very first podcast. You did it. Congratulations.
Let's clap
it
up for Brandon. Bro. Hey. This was great. I mean, as someone who is not fairly new to content creation, I do feel a little convicted, another C, with how I'm running things, you know?
How so?
Just like show more of the nitty gritty, and instead of trying to zigzag, like show the upbringing of it, you know? Because say for me, it's like, oh, I want to be a $1 million clothing brand owner, but why not show like the first 10K sale versus like, oh, I'm a millionaire, whatever the case
is. Yeah, I mean, I will say like, I mean, because you have a brand, you have a clothing brand, you showing the process of packing things, designing things is always interesting. Yeah. So there's this brand called Minted New York. By Marcus Milioni.
Dang, dude, is that not a brand deal? You're gonna make people and, like buy stuff. Like, there's this content to cast challenge that people got.
They're so good at showing the behind the scenes, the process of packing orders.
Hey, question for you: can AI show the behind the scenes?
No.
Crazy AI can actually produce a product.
Yeah,
like a polished product
for sure.
But they can't show the behind the scenes.
No, yeah. But what I'm saying is like every time they post that on their IG or his IG, I'm so locked in because I just, not that I care about their brand so much. I'm just interested. Like it's just interesting to see. So you doing that for yourself could just pop off.
No, for sure. And that's why I feel convicted in it, because I'm just showing like the polished version of it.
Right. You know? That's what I mean. We went to pick up hats for the department live and I wanted art to just capture it. And then we ended, dude, wasn't that the coolest thing in the world? Like the warehouse?
No, it was unreal.
Like, he's got this crazy cool thing going on.
It was
on.
Like larger than life.
It was larger than life. But it was just a warehouse. All he does is make mugs and shirts and hats. And like, it's not that cool. But it's not that cool because all we are met with is final products. And so if you can show that, you know, classified side of things, it's powerful. It actually creates in people the feeling. Behind the scenes, behind the curtain content creates in people the feeling to care.
Think behind the curtain content, that's good too.
I know, we should have thrown that in there, but here we go. This is a bonus. If you're still listening or watching, you got more. You know what I think about too is I also think about like, I think about when my friend Devin Stiff, who has Luxois, rest in peace, Devin, he texted me and before he passed away, and he was like, hey Omar, I'm working on the complex con drop. What would you advise me if you were like my marketing director leading up until then? I was like, I didn't say anything about show what your, the product. I said, literally it starts now.
Yeah.
You start marketing now and you show that, like, you talk about how you got the biggest booth you've ever had at Complex Con and this is a dream.
Yeah.
And then same with Angie, the hairstylist at our church. She was like, hey Omar, what can I do while we're building the space to attract artists, because the space isn't ready yet.
It's literally that. Yeah.
But it's because we think everything we buy, we believe is like a polished or final version of it. And I would argue it's not, because even your Solomon's, that's like a iterated Solomon.
Yeah.
Like these loafers are an iterated loafer and so on and so forth. So post it, build it in public is what Neil would say. And watch people connect. And then it's like such the funniest thing, because we have friends that like did like a clothing drop and you could tell nobody bought.
Yeah.
I know.
But it's because they wouldn't show enough BTS.
Yeah.
And so in our minds, we think everybody cares what we got going on, because it's in our mind. We're in our mind. But no one cares what you got going on.
Yeah.
So you got to create in people the feeling, and anyone can do this. God bless. Good.